Lesson 3. Outcomes. Explain the role of firefighters with regards to supporting fire protection systems during fire suppression. Supporting fire protection systems. Protected structures feature a fire protection system such as an automatic sprinkler system and/or standpipe system. Fire protection systems can be found in residential and commercial structures. When these systems are present, you should work with the system to control the fire. Automatic sprinkler systems are designed to increase the survivability of occupants and firefighters during a structure fire. Most fire sprinkler systems are designed with control mode sprinklers. These sprinklers are only intended to control fire growth and prevent flashover. Firefighters need to enter and complete suppression before turning off the system. Therefore, activated systems should not be discontinued before the fire is under control and an IC gives a shutdown order. The sections that follow describe ways firefighters can support protection systems to control a fire at protected structures. Connecting to a fire department connection, FDC. One of the first priorities at a fire in a protected structure is to connect the pumping apparatus to the fire department connection, FDC. FDCs allow a pumper to supplement the water supply and pressure in a structure's sprinkler or standpipe systems. Each FDC is labeled for the system and/or building zone that it serves, Figure 14.21. Once the order is given to connect to the FDC, firefighters should locate the appropriate FDC, select the proper supply hose, and make the connection. Pre-incident plans should identify the system type, sprinkler or standpipe, and the location and size of FDCs. Closing a main control valve. One means to stop the water flow from activated sprinkler heads is to close the system's control valve. The control valve is located between the sprinkler system and the main water supply and is used to shut down water supply to the entire system. The control valve is usually located directly under the sprinkler alarm valve, the dry pipe or deluge valve, or outside the building near the sprinkler system it controls. Some systems are designed with sectional valves to shut down small areas or individual sprinklers. Sprinkler control valves are either secured in the open position with a chain and padlock or are electronically supervised to make sure they are not inadvertently closed. Shutting the sprinkler system's control valve should only be done once the fire is under control and the IC has given the order to do so. Closing the valve before the fire is under control can lead to a rapid increase in fire conditions. Once the system is off, it will not activate should another fire occur and the system will not alarm if there is a fire. Some jurisdictions have procedures in place to maintain or protect the scene until a qualified technician can bring the system back into service. Steps for operating a sprinkler control valve can be found in Skill Sheet 14-4. A firefighter with a portable radio should be stationed at any control valve that has been closed so that the valve can be reopened. The firefighter stationed at the valve should be familiar with the common types and operation of control valves on fire protection systems, Figure 14.22. Note, some departments prefer to plug active sprinklers individually rather than close the fire suppression system's control valve. Several types of control valves are installed on fire suppression systems. You need to recognize each type and understand its operation. Valves used in sprinkler systems are typically of the indicating type because they indicate at a glance whether they are open or closed. Types of indicating control valves include the following, Figure 14.23. Outside screw and yoke, OSNY, valve, has a yoke on the outside with a threaded screw that opens and closes the gate inside the valve housing. The threaded portion of the screw is visible beyond the yoke only when the valve is open. Post indicator valve, PIV, has a hollow metal post that houses the valve stem. Attached to the valve stem is a movable plate with the words open or shut visible through a small glass window on the side of the housing. When not in use, the operating handle locks to the valve housing. Wall post indicator valve, WPIV, similar to a PIV, except that it extends horizontally through the wall with the target and valve operating nut on the outside of the building. Post indicator valve assembly, PIVA. The PIVA does not use a plate with words open and shut as does a PIV. Instead, a PIVA uses a circular disc inside a flat plate on top of the valve housing. When the valve is open, the disc is perpendicular to the surrounding plate. When the valve is closed, the disc aligns with the plate that surrounds it. Unlike the PIV or WPIV, the PIVA operates with a built-in crank, stopping the flow from a sprinkler. Once the fire has been brought under control in a protected structure, firefighters should stop the flow from any activated sprinklers to minimize water damage to the structure and its contents. Wooden wedges, sprinkler tongs, and other devices can be used to stop the flow of water, Figure 14.24. Skill Sheet 14-5 illustrates the steps for stopping the flow of an activated sprinkler.